Everybody, what's going on? We're back for a doubleheader of interviews today, back to back. My next guest is patiently waiting, the one and only Miss Madam Mayhem. But before we talk to her, I got to tell you again, this show and all of our shows is brought to you by Next Home Brandywine in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. Dan Peasy and his team of professional realtors, they provide you with guidance, knowledge, and information for all buyers and sellers. Go to nexthomebrandywine.com for all the details or to contact an agent. They service Philadelphia and the surrounding counties, but nationwide referrals are available. Be sure to ask for the NH5 listing special, and you can give them a call directly at 484-364-4862. That's 484-364-4862. Don't forget to tell them Totally Driven Radio sent you. And here she is. You know, we've talked a few times over the years, but we've never got to actually see each other as we do this.
I know, this is so cool.
Thanks to the pandemic, we now have new options.
Yes.
The one and only Madam Mayhem. How the hell are you doing?
Hanging in there. How about you?
Just that, hanging in there. Yep. How's this whole time been for you, this whole crazy time? Because, I mean, all I kept seeing from you was you're on the road, 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 on the road. You were doing a lot of touring, and now you're home with everybody.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, we actually, our last tour ended at the end of February, so we had just missed everything. I know so many people that were mid-tour that had everything shut down. They had to come home, but we had just missed it. We were touring and then we came home, and then about like two or so weeks later is when everything went crazy. So we were lucky in that sense. But it's been hard, as it has been for everyone. I mean, this is a really scary thing. I mean, obviously the most important thing is the health of everybody and the safety of everyone, but honestly, it's also frustrating and it sucks, especially, you know, for people who are out of work and can't do what they love or what they need to do to survive. I mean, it's been interesting. It's been interesting and it's been tough for everyone, I'm sure. And for some people more than others. I mean, you know, so I'm fortunate that, you know, I'm home, you know, and I am somewhere near, you know, family in case of emergencies or whatever it may be. But I mean, it sucks. That's all I can say.
Yeah, it's been interesting. And the one thing that I keep saying is to everybody who I talk to doing these interviews is, you know, I'm guessing artists like yourself are doing a lot of writing and possibly recording. And I think there's going to be an overwhelming influx of new music in 2021 for sure.
Yeah, I've been saying that. Some other like fellow musicians and I, like, we joke about that. It's like, if we don't get like some of the most awesome music after this time, like, it's gonna be so disappointing. Because yeah, I mean, but there was, I'll be honest, there was a time, and I spoke to a few other people I know too, like during this pandemic, where I was like, oh, I have to write and I have to come up with something and I have to do something. And it was so much pressure for me to produce content and to come up with an amazing song or something, that I actually got in a little bit of a rut for a little bit and was like, I don't like it, because it had never happened to me. Like, you know, songwriting flows out and, you know, you're thinking about your hardships and there's so many things to write about now more than ever, I feel like. But I think with the uncertainty of how the world is and everything going on and, you know, anxiety, I have like a lot of anxiety and things like that. And honestly, music helps me with that. So that's good that I have that, but it was hard for a little bit. But luckily, yes, we have been writing, and it's been a cool time to actually, you know, be in the home studio and see what I can come up with on my own. I love collaborating, and I have a lot of co-writers that I've worked with in the past, and we still try to do a little bit virtually, but really kind of, you know, getting back to writing on my own how I used to and seeing, you know, what that is like. And we also released two songs in this process just to give fans something to, you know, hang on to until we're ready to get back out on the road. One of the songs was supposed to be part of, we were in the middle of recording a new album. We had a few songs down already for an EP to start. And when everything happened, we were like, now what do we do? And so we just decided to release one of those singles, which was Breaking Down, which I released a few months ago. Just, you know, we were like, you know what, there's so much terrible things going on in the world. Let's just, you know, let's give them something, and it's for us too, so we can have something to be excited about, you know?
Yeah.
And then, 2 weeks ago, almost, I released a cover from the archives of Madame Mayhem, Living on the Edge cover, Aerosmith cover, that, as I was just, you know, all this time, I've had a lot of time to organize and go through all my old vaults. You know, there's a lot of songs that have been completed and never released over the years. So I thought now is a better time than ever to release a song that talks about, you know, living on the edge. All those lyrics really mean something more now than I feel like ever before. So, yeah.
You know what the scary thing is with that song? I've never been like the biggest fan of the new era of Aerosmith. I was always bigger 70s fan of Aerosmith.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the newer stuff, I was kind of, and that was a song too that I was just like, yeah, you know. But honestly, listening to your version, I'd rather listen to your version than Aerosmith's version. There's a vibe or feeling like I was getting from listening to it that I maybe it was the video to go along with it, because it just such a good time video, you know, live performances and touring fun. It was just, maybe it was just a package of that, but just listening to yours, like, I just felt really good listening to it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And I hope other people enjoyed it too. Yeah. I got to put that video together myself. So, woo. Oh, nice. But what it was really fun about that was I got to go through all this old footage, because the beginning of that, of the music video that we did, was really kind of early on in my career as a rock artist. I mean, I've been performing my whole life, but like really doing this for real, and then kind of having it evolve. So I got to go through all this footage of, you know, back, you know, 2012, 2010, 2011, and then come to literally like the most recent tour we did this year. And kind of, it was really cool to watch too. And like a lot of funny moments in addition to the shows and all the awesome fans that we get to meet. So it was a really fun project for me. So I hope everyone enjoys it.
That's cool. Now the thing like that I was really curious about too, like, so it sounds like this was a song that you used to do like early on as part of your set.
Yeah. Yeah. It was part of our set. We were always told, you know, if no one knows who you are, because in the beginning, not a lot of people did, it's like, throw in a cover, they'll love it. And I was working at the time with a producer who was also one of the writers of the original songs. We were like, that would be really cool to piece that together at the time. So that's why we were doing that live. And then kind of just changed it up as I evolved as an artist and as the sets changed and the years changed. And so it was kind of cool to bring that back now.
Yeah. How long ago did you record it?
Years ago. Years ago. Yeah. So it really is out of the vault. I mean, I noticed it a lot in my voice. It's very different than how I sing now, which is funny. It's a whole evolution in how even I'm performing, and how I'm vocally singing and how I'm using my voice. I never really noticed it until I listen back that I'm kind of changing. But it's really cool. The angst that I had during that performance was like, I could hear it now. I'm like, dang, I was mad. Like, that's so raw and real. And so I'm really pleased with how it turned out. Even, you know, listening to it now, I'm still very proud of it. So that's why I was happy I was able to release it now. But it would have just been hanging out in the vault, you know, just chilling. So
I want to know what else is in the vault. That's what I want to know.
There's like, so many things. So you might get to experience it. You know, the more I get antsy and want to just, you know, keep sharing some things, you know, you never know.
Which I'm guessing, like during this whole pandemic, I saw like, you know, you've done like some covers, you did a lot of more sets Uninvited. Mm-hmm. You know, on Facebook, you did Adele's Rolling in the Deep. You were part of, the 1 minute jam with, doing an Aretha Franklin cover.
That was so,
which
fun.
Was really cool. So I was like, there's a vault. And she's got all these covers she's doing. I'm wondering how many other covers. Is there a possibility of you were thinking about doing like throwing a covers EP out there, you know, while you're working on the new stuff? Or,
yeah, I mean, never say never. I have a whole list of songs of covers that I would love to do, and kind of make them my own. And every day I come up with more ideas. So definitely, it's an option. I mean, I'm still, my main thing is still creating the original music because that's what I can connect to in terms of, it's my therapy in a way, right, to write these songs and then to share them with the world. So that's still going to be my number one priority, but covers I'm going to do all the time, and I'm going to try to put some more out together. Even if it's not an official release, I'll still try to do some more stuff for, you know, for my YouTube page, just to kind of pass the time.
Right. Yeah. Do you find like you were saying, how you had were getting like, you know, almost kind of like too much pressure during this whole time with the writing and stuff. Do you feel like that a lot, where not as the artist where you have to, you know, create, but on the other level with the whole social media thing, you have to constantly, like you were saying, create content. Yep. Do you feel that is more pressure than actually creating music?
Yeah, I think that's what was kind of my holdup in terms of creating when I was first starting to sit down to write at the beginning of the pandemic and I was having problems. I think I was, I guess I was rushing it in a way, because I was like, okay, if I don't get this song written and we don't record it and I don't get it out right now, then I'm missing the boat, whatever boat that is. I don't know. No one's doing anything right now. So, you know, and but after a couple of weeks, I realized that that was not something I need to worry about. And I just need to do the best I can do. And I decided to separate it, creating content for social media and connecting with my fans from creating music. Because it is separate. I always love to share my music on social media, and that's a platform for me to connect to my fans, because I love doing that. I do that on a daily basis. But when I separated them out and was like, let me just, when it's time to focus on the music, I don't care if I haven't posted in a few days on Instagram or whatever. Right. Let me focus on the song, because if I focus on this and I really just only focus on this, then what the end result's going to be something I'm happy with and that I want to share. So it took me a few weeks. At first I was just getting frustrated with myself, which I'm sure everyone does whenever they do any task, but separating it was a lot. It really helped significantly.
Now, how about there's a whole new thing going on that's getting ready to happen October 1st with Facebook and music. And I don't even understand. And I don't know if you understand or I don't think anybody understands.
I understand nothing. I'm trying to keep up with everything. Yes, there's something new happening. I can't wait to see how it works.
Yeah.
We'll see. That's all I know. I know that they did like bring it to our attention and say, hey, we're doing this new thing. But that's all I know right now. So. I'll be figuring it out with everybody else.
I think with them too, because like they put a thing out about it and then they kind of like backpedaled the next day about things. Like, I don't think they're exactly clear on what they're trying to do.
Right. Well, I'm not 100% sure, but you'll probably figure it out before I do. So let me know. Please tell me when it happens.
But it's got to be like it's especially for independent artists, like you gotta be like scared now. Can I even post my own music on Facebook, or are they gonna delete my account?
Yeah, I'm not really sure how any of that works. Like it's. I feel like there's new rules every day, and you know, as an artist, you just kind of want to share your passion with the world. And for me, the coolest thing about what I do is I get to, you know, share these songs and share this music and connect with other people. And that helps me feel like I'm not the only one going through whatever I'm going through. Forget other people saying, oh, like you sing the song and it's just like me. It's for me too. It means everything if someone else can relate, even if it's not the same situation. Right. So connecting on social media and sharing your music, it's so important, especially now more than ever. So that's all I ever want to do. And so try to do our best to follow the guidelines, I guess, but how are you know, who knows what's right and wrong anymore in these things? I have no idea. I'm literally figuring it out as we go. I'm not definitely not a pro, but I'm trying my best. As long as I can figure out how to work it well enough to share what I need to share and to talk to everyone and connect to everyone, then that's all that matters.
Well, that's as soon as you said, you know, connecting with the fans, I instantly flashed to the Living on the Edge video where you're seeing you, you know, at the merch table, meeting and greeting the fans. And I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, what does the future hold? Is there going to be any shows for you this year or maybe next year? And will there be a merch table that you'll be able to come out to and meet the fans? Or how will that work?
I have no idea. That's the scariest part, right? Like as much as creating the music and writing it and recording it is such an amazing process, my favorite thing to do in the world is to perform live. It's always been ever since I was a kid. And so having that taken away is pretty scary. And also after every show, I go straight from the stage. I jump off, I walk right through the crowd and I hang out at merch and I am talking to the fans, either if we're opening for someone and watching the rest of the show, like that is what I do. And let's say we can go back out and play. I don't know how quickly that guidelines will let me do that. I don't know, like safety wise, I don't want to be the reason someone gets sick. I don't want to be the reason that's, you know, that scares me more than anything. I don't, you know, forget myself. I don't, you know, so I don't know, but it's pretty scary, but I just want to play. But so I hope that they figure this out soon so I can play.
Did you have any shows lined up that you had to cancel or?
So we were in the works of trying to come up with something that would have already probably happened already during this time. But right when we got off the February tour, the plan was to finish recording some more of the songs for the album and start booking for the summer and fall and, you know, and for 2021 as well. And all that kind of just went on pause. So right now, there are a few things that are in, there's a few things in the fire, but everything's really on hold in terms of performing. But as soon as, you know, the green light's there and it's safe, hopefully all those things will still be there for us so that we can make those announcements.
Cool. Yeah. So what is your plans now for the rest of this year, at least? I mean, are you going to continue to go through the vault? Are you going to continue recording?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to keep writing. The band and I have come up with a bunch of really cool things that I'm very excited to share. So finish writing some of that, recording, hopefully finishing up some of that, and just continuing to release content as much as we can, given the situation, and just to connect on social media. I mean, I hope fans that are missing live music are able to, you know, check out their favorite bands on social media and see what they've released during this time and support that. Doesn't need to be monetarily, you know, just check it out, give it a like, give it a thumbs up. Anything helps. And I'm just going to keep trying to connect with people as much as I can.
Have you contemplated that at all, doing like actual, like a live stream set of you guys or?
Yeah, we're talking about it. We just have to see, you know, the safest way to do it and the best way. I want to give it, you know, the best quality we can, given, you know, I'm right now in my apartment in New York City and there's not too much movement going on around here. So, you know, just trying to figure out how to get everyone together safely. And so there are talks, but until then you just get to get me and my keyboard singing from my apartment.
How about that? Would you ever, I mean, doing songs for like Adele songs or Alanis Morissette, have you thought about doing that too? Just doing something totally off the wall,
a
different direction originally. You know what I mean? Like to really freak people out.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm always going to be a hard rock artist because that's honestly the genre that I love the most genuinely. Sure. Like that's what I gravitate towards in my listening. So that's what I want to produce for everyone else to hear as well. But I have a very eclectic taste in music overall. And so I think, and especially I'm classically trained in opera and musical theater. So it might be kind of cool to really just pull a 180 and do something totally different to surprise people. And I've definitely been thinking up a few things for that. So stay tuned because, it'll get weird for sure.
Weird is good. Weird is always good.
Yes.
Nice. Cool. Well, it's great to actually see you and talk to you this time.
Yes, you too. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Where do we send everybody to go to find you, to hear the Living on the Edge song that sounds better than Aerosmith and all the other music?
Well, okay. So check out the website, madammayhem.com. That's madam with an E at the end. There's all news. You can subscribe to our email list. Also Facebook, Madam Mayhem, Instagram, Madam Mayhem, Twitter, Mayhem Official, and our YouTube page, which is Madam Mayhem Official. Also, make sure to check us out where you stream music, like Spotify. Give us a like, give us a listen. It helps. Every little bit helps. You can check out Living on the Edge everywhere where you can stream or download music. We do have a video out, like we talked about, which is on the Madam Mayhem Official YouTube page and also on Spotify and Apple Music and all of that. So you can check that out. And also don't forget to check out Breaking Down, our newest original single that we released during quarantine, on all of those platforms as well.
Now, are you on TikTok is the question.
I did make a TikTok account. I made one video and was like, I don't know how I feel about this. It's funny because I love watching some of those videos so much. I've been a little too much in my like creativity hole and like focusing on the platforms I'm already used to, but I do need to get on that. But I do have an account. It's Madam Mayhem Official on TikTok, but you will just see one video for now. And I promise I will work on more for you when I can. But until then, I'll just keep working on music for you while I can.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. TikTok is a whole nother world.
It's a whole nother world.
Wow.
But it's cool. There's so many. Like, I just listed off how many things to you, and I think I forgot some. So I just, yeah. And I want to try to provide different content on each. So I want someone who follows me on Facebook. The news will be the same, you know, I want everyone to get the news, but if you like us on Facebook, I also want you to see something cool and different on Twitter or on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So no one gets really bored with the same old stuff. So it's a lot of different content that I'm trying to work on, but I will get there. TikTok, I promise. The account has already been made. So yeah,
that's the start. Just don't stress yourself out right. about it. Don't worry about it. Exactly. If it happens, it happens.
It's all about the music and connecting with everyone on socials. That's it. I'm over the stress that I had initially, which I'm very thankful about. And so it's all good now.
Nice. Well, hey, this is great talking to you. Congrats on the new song.
Thank you.
The cover and the original. And I can't wait to hear the rest of the stuff once you guys get that out for us.
Absolutely. Thanks for being so good to us all the time. You rock.
Absolutely. You too. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.